With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A Venezuelan man convicted of murder in the killing of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley, Jose Ibarra, was charged with murder and other crimes in Riley's death in February. And the guilty verdict was reached Wednesday by Athens-Clarke County Superior Court Judge H. Patrick Haggard. Ibarra had waived his right to a jury trial, meaning the judge alone heard and decided the case.
Count one, malice murder. I find the defendant guilty. Count two, felony murder. I find the defendant guilty. Count three, felony murder. I find the defendant guilty. Count four, felony murder. I find the defendant guilty.
The murder added fuel to the national debate over immigration when federal authorities say Ibarra illegally entered the United States in 2022 and was allowed to stay in the country while he pursued his immigration case. Also at SRNNews.com, at least two people have been killed in extremely severe weather in the Pacific Northwest.
The storm system is being called a bomb cyclone. Strong winds and heavy rain. Trees are down. Power is out. Some falling trees got very close to this man near Seattle.
Landed, far enough behind me where I was going to be safe, but I didn't know that in the moment.
A tree fell onto Wendy Harrington's house.
It felt explosive, or like there was a bomb going off, breaking glass, the sound of breaking glass.
She spoke to Como TV. Some parts of Oregon could get as much as 16 inches of rain.
That is correspondent Ed Donahue. President-elect Donald Trump vowing to repeal President Biden's artificial intelligence policy when he returns to office. In the meantime, AI experts from several nations are gathering in San Francisco this week to discuss AI safety measures. And this is SRN News. When the 2024 elections, well, they're now in the rearview mirror, but many Christians are wondering what the path forward holds for believers. Now, in his newly released book, The Eclipse of God, Dr. Erwin Lutzer, pastor emeritus of Chicago's Moody Church, suggesting that Christians should be active politically. But in an interview with Lori Tratup of SRN News, Dr. Lutzer says believers must be sure their priorities are in order.
We always have to remember we cannot give first-rate priorities to second-rate causes. Therefore, we have to always be gospel-driven. We can let our political voice be known as we stand upon the scriptures, but the same passion that some believers have politically, wouldn't it be wonderful if they had the same passion to spread the gospel?
That is Dr. Erwin Lutzer, and this is SRN News. United Nations has authorized the first monkeypox vaccine for children, that in an attempt to control the Congo outbreak. Here's correspondent Charles de la Desma.
In a statement, the UN Health Agency said it had approved the mpox vaccine made by a Japanese company KM Biologics for use in children over 1 year of age as a single dose. Earlier this month, the charity Save the Children said that cases among children younger than 18 had increased by more than 130% in Congo, noting that there were now more than 25,000 cases. I'm Charles de la Desma.
President of Mexico says the government is investigating an alleged ransomware hack of her administration's legal affairs office after what appeared to be samples of personal information from a database of government employees posted online. Officials in Mexico City, the investigation is ongoing now. More details at SRNNews.com.